Our latest excitement over the 2012 Formula One season comes from ex-ITV F1 pundit Mark Blundell. Mark, thanks for joining us. Ex-F1 driver as well, of course. Well, a lot of excitement in the air, isn't there? How much are you looking forward to this?
I think I'm the same as everybody else. I'm sitting back at the moment and salivating at the fact that, yes, there's six world champions going to be on the grid. I think that's maybe a first. And, you know, exciting guys behind the wheel. We've got Button, Hamilton, Alonso, Schumacher, Raikkonen. You know, these guys are huge talents, and to see them sort of hammering it out to for now on the same grid in the same Grand Prix will be something very special.
Mark, we spoke early last year about the possibility of F1 switching to a pay-per-view package on Sky. You said at the time that would be a crying shame if it happens. It has happened. So what are your feelings on that now? How are people going to be able to adapt to this in our country?
Well, I mean, you have to look at it and say, you know, unfortunately it's gone that way for some people because, you know, they're always going to be up against it when you've got to pay for your own TV. You know, we already pay a license fee, so when you've got to go over and above, it's going to be difficult. But saying that, I think this year at least BBC will still be covering at least half the races live, and you've still got the other half on a deferred programming. But what you will have as well is Sky TV, you know, and Sky Sports doing no doubt a tremendous job, because Sky, whenever they get involved in anything on the TV side with their sports especially, it's top quality. And I think, you know, the team they put together, the fact that they've got a dedicated channel, will really advance what we've had before. And, you know, we've seen some great television over the past 10 years or so with Formula One, and I think you're going to see something even better.
Also, from a British perspective, Lewis Hamilton had a bit of a torrid season last year, one way or another. Is he capable now then of just putting all of that behind him, getting back to his usual self?
I think he is. I think Lewis has had one of those years where things have not gone according to plan. He's had to deal with several issues on track, off track. And I think he got to some weekends thinking that he got everything behind him, and again he had another hurdle he had to jump over. But I think there's been a lot of growing up. I think he's matured. I think there's now an outlook where he understands what's required, and I think he's looked across the garage and he's seen Button with his infrastructure and his people around him in place. And, you know, for me, I still see him as one of the best talents sitting in a Formula One car. I think he's a tremendous driver. So if we can get everything, stable for him, there's no reason why he cannot vie for another World Championship title again.
Once again, Michael Schumacher's got Mercedes power, as Lewis Hamilton has. This could be Michael's last year now, Mark, in Formula One. What is the most he should really expect then with the equipment he's probably going to have underneath him, bearing in mind he hasn't yet had a podium finish with Mercedes?
Well, I think Schumacher has come back in and definitely, some regard, has been upstaged by a little Rosberg. I think he's done a tremendous job. You know, any time you go up against a seven-time world champion, you can hold your own. You've got to take your hat off. But I think Michael Schumacher is still an immense talent. There's been some learning again. You know, you never stop learning, no matter who you are. Depending on what the car is and whether it's maybe a little bit more suitable to his style, then I would expect bigger and better things. Whether or not he's in play to run at the championship, we'll have to wait and see. But I know the guys at Mercedes-Benz have been working extremely hard, and I think, you know, there undoubtedly will be a step forward on that side of things.
Certainly one other big talking point for me at the moment is the number of good midfield drivers that are going to be left without race seats this season. At the moment, we've got Rubens Barrichello, Adrian Sutil, Vitaly Petrov, for example. They're all on the sidelines at the moment. Who's most deserving of a seat, do you think, Mark, out of those few and the others? Jaime Alguersuari, another one, of course, who aren't yet confirmed in a race seat this year.
You know, it's a difficult one, that. I mean, you've seen some youngsters come in, and you've seen some guys who have been around a long time and at times have all done an outstanding job. But, you know, the other issue is, like, you know, with everybody on the grid, you're only as good as the car you're driving. And some of those cars are better on a more consistent basis, weekend in, weekend out. So, you know, it would be difficult for me to actually name one of them, but you have to take on board that somebody like Rubens has got a vast amount of experience. He can still hold his own. He's a massive asset to a team, especially in developing a car. You know, at the end of it all, you've got some young guys out there who have been very cut and thrust and made some errors, but raw talent is definitely there, and you can see the pure speed is there. So it's trying to make that balance and that combination right for the team at that point. And, you know, I'm sure that some of the teams are also looking at the commercial aspects of some of the partnerships with the drivers, and that's something that in today's world is becoming more and more evident.
And amongst the lot of them, of course, is Kimi Räikkönen, who's back after 2 years on the sidelines. Can he still cut it? Can he still mix it with those at the front? That's going to be great to see, isn't it?
Well, that's the big question mark again, isn't it? We've seen him go off and do some rallying, and that's been reasonably successful, but not to the level of a success that we've seen him inside a Formula One car. And he's come back. And, you know, has he come back for the right reasons? And is he coming back to try and take Renault to the next level? And I think that's what they're expecting. And I think actually, you know, underneath that, that's what he wants to do. But he's one of those guys that whenever he gets in a racing car, he's going to be exciting to watch.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a little bit older. He's been off and he's had Formula One out of his bloodstream for a couple of seasons. And now it's going to be back again and things move on. So let's see how he adapts.
Right, okay then, betting time. What is the Mark Blundell forecast here? Drivers' champion, constructors' champion, Formula One 2012, very early, long way away, of course, but who are you going for?
I'm going to stick my neck out, and I'm going to go for... I'm actually going to go for McLaren for the constructors, and I'm going to go for Alonso for the World Championship.
Which would mean quite a bit of action, actually, wouldn't it? Two different teams winning the two championship titles.
Yeah, be interesting, wouldn't it?